Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for April 12, 2018. Could I have a roll call, please?
Cummins?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Spranger?
Here.
Bolliger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to determine the special uses and variances as they apply to the city ordinance. Each member has had an opportunity to view the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at this meeting. Could I have a motion for the February approval or denial of the February 8th meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. The Board of Adjustment to hold the following public hearings this evening. Case 18-027 at 5700 Crow Creek Road. It's a PUD district. It's a request for a variance to allow a 7-foot-high fence and a 6-foot-high fence in the front yard submitted by Frank and Lynn Painter. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. The site in question is highlighted in yellow in the graphic being displayed before you. It's just east of the intersection of Monks Road and Crow Creek Road. It's a residential home set back a considerable distance from Crow Creek Road. Home currently has a combination, and I will correct what is in the report, of a 5-foot and 7-foot fence. In front setbacks, only 4-foot-high fences are allowed, and in residential areas, the maximum height for a fence is 6 foot. The applicant is simply asking to replace the existing fence with the same height fence in the same location. And this is how the fence currently appears from the roadway. If the variance is allowed, it would be exactly the same as what you're seeing today. There's elevation change. It doesn't show up as well in this one, but I have another graphic that I believe shows it even better. And as a result of that elevation change, even though this fence is varying from 5 to 7 feet, as you can see, the top of the fence appears to be level, and it gives a, in the opinion of the applicant, a better aesthetic appeal than to have to abide by the 6-foot requirement and make it meet the landscape height. This is a view from inside. And I believe you can see some of the elevation changes going on there, and that even though you're allowing a portion of the fence to be considerably higher, it gives an appearance of being uniform. I believe that summarizes the case before you. I did have phone contact with the applicant at just before the meeting here. He is en route back from Texas, but indicated he may not make it in time for the meeting.
What you're saying, John, the front part would be 5 feet and the rear part would be 7 feet. Is that correct?
5 feet?
Five, yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then all the rest of this
is 7 feet.
Goes up to 7 foot.
All be uniform, the same height.
It looks uniform. It gives a uniform appearance.
Okay. Is there anyone here wishing, was there an affidavit of publication?
There was.
Yeah. Was anyone here wishing to speak in favor to this proposal? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this proposal? Seeing none, is there questions from the board?
Did you receive anything from any of the neighbors?
Nothing. No contact whatsoever.
And this is the height that this fence has been there for many years?
Over 20 years.
I guess I don't see any problem with it.
No.
No.
I'd move that we approve case number 18-027.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Call the roll, Lisa.
Clements?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Yes. Case 18-027 and 57 Crow Creek Road, a PUD district, has been approved. Case 18-028 at 3592 Middle Road, a C2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required landscape buffer from 25 feet to 0 feet, submitted by ECA Architects and Planners. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is highlighted in yellow on the graphic being displayed. It's east of the AutoZone store and the Taco Bell restaurant on Middle Road. The site is zoned C2 commercial district, which allows restaurants with drive-up windows and is suitable for the development of a donut shop to have a drive-up window, which is what is being requested at this site. As you can see in the current graphic being displayed, to the north and to the east of the involved site are A2 rural residential properties. As a result, the ordinance states that a buffer zone is required between those different zoning properties. The C2 is considered a higher intensity than the agricultural residential is, and therefore must provide a buffer yard between those different uses and zonings. If you go to a greater overall view of the area, as you can see, the A2 is somewhat of an island amongst all the rest of the surrounding commercial zoned properties, and an even wider view of what I believe in the past was referred to as the Golden Triangle. It is a triangular area south of Belmont Road, north of Middle Road, and east of Devil's Glen Road. And the future land use map has all of this area designated to develop in the future as commercial. The new structure for the restaurant, which would be Dunkin' Donuts if allowed, will be approximately 70 feet away from the nearest house to the east and approximately 270 feet away from the nearest home to the north. And based on all of these facts, the applicant is asking the board to consider a variance to waive the buffer yard on the east side of the property. As you can see, by providing that buffer yard, it would consume the only drive going into this off of Middle Road and also consume a considerable amount of the required parking. And that is what the request is before you this evening. I believe that summarizes it correctly.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go and state your name and address, please?
Hi, my name is Eric Carlson. I am with ECA Architects and Planners. And I'm just if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does anyone here have a question for the gentleman?
Well, I have a question for staff, actually.
Okay.
Would it have been permissible under current ordinances to have flipped this site and built the building farther to the east with the drive-through on the east side? Would that have been permissible at all?
No, buffer yard is supposed to be an area totally undeveloped.
I mean, just strictly forgetting the buffer yard.
Okay.
Just without a buffer yard. If that had been another like commercial.
Well, let me tell you that what staff, the conversations we've had with the developer on this, the reason it's positioned the way it is we want to limit access points to Middle Road ultimately when all these small individual lots develop. We don't want them all to have their own drive. So we ask them to position this right in, right out, close to the property line, so in the future, when the lots to the east develop, they could share a drive. On top of that, we didn't want them to have all the traffic coming in and off of Middle Road, even though it's a right in, right out. So we went back to the owner of the Taco Bell property and said, why don't you create an easement across that property for access to get to Middle Drive? So instead of creating a new drive, we're using an existing drive, and the site distance and visibility is much better at Middle Drive than it would be over on the far east side of the property. So the other thing we did is we said that the existing detention pond that's on the north side of the Taco Bell property is in poor repair and doesn't function. Can you utilize that and make it a detention pond for both properties and improve it so it works well for both properties? So staff was pretty demanding on this site development plan, and the developer and the designer complied with our desires, and this was a tough piece of property, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Bill, have you heard anything from the neighbor next door, the other existing property there?
I don't think we have been contacted by
I've had person. Two individuals contact me. It was more informational. No one has expressed either opposition or being in favor of the request. They were simply trying to gather information about what the request was. That's the only contact I've had.
So is it safe to assume that there are no outstanding rezoning efforts or requests on either of the two residential
There
properties?
Are not.
Okay.
Eventually, that could be all commercial, that whole
more than
whole thing.
Mm-hmm. There's currently a chain link fence that divides the property. Is there, in terms of an offering up other than the buffer yard, is there a fencing proposal as a part of this?
Yeah, we would put a solid wood fence along that property line as opposed to that chain link fence. That's definitely something that we'd want to do.
Okay. Is the size of this adequate for your business, the proposal?
Yeah, it's a standard. It's slightly smaller. The site's narrow, so normally those buildings are about 30 feet wide. I think we're down to 27 or 26 on this one, so we've even kind of narrowed that building up as much as we can. So proportionally, it grew a little further back, but the square footage is pretty consistent with an average, you know, smaller size Dunkin' Donuts building.
Normally, that I forget what I was going to say. I'm sorry. Anybody else have a question? Anything else, John?
I believe that summarizes what we know at this point. None of the neighbors called up to complain, and none of the neighbors called up in support either. Just informational phone calls.
Do we anticipate any precedent being set that would catch up with us at a later date?
Can I respond to that, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Bill.
All of our ordinances are one size fits all. We don't have ordinances that apply to special circumstances when you have an agricultural lot in the middle of a commercially developed area. So I think that's why this board exists, to look at these special circumstances. And in my opinion, and I'll refer to the city attorney, I do not believe this sets a precedence. This will be site specific.
I think, yeah, well said by Bill. This is a specific situation. I'm not concerned about precedent one way or the other.
Is there an option to leave the buffer in the rear?
Eliminate the buffer? That is not part of the variance request. They are meeting the buffer yard requirement to the north.
They're required
to have 25-foot buffer yard to the north, and they're going to provide over 40 feet of green space. So they're meeting it to the north. Okay. It's simply the east side.
Okay.
It's our detention area that's on the back side of that property.
Mm-hmm. And so basically we're using a solid wood fence as the buffer yard replacement to give some sense of privacy to the residents.
For what it's worth, we have tried getting in contact with the resident there. We've knocked on her door several times. We've sent letters. We've tried to reach out, phone calls, emails, and we have not had success. So we've done quite a bit of effort to reach out to them and We're hoping maybe the mailing might do something. But even with that, we have nothing from them.
What are the anticipated hours of business that your store is going to utilize?
5 to 10 is what he's got proposed right now.
And a solid fence is if to block headlights coming in, turning into that?
It would be a solid fence, not a board, you know, they got the board on board fence that if you pull in there, you kind of get a strobe effect through that. So this would be a solid wood board next to board fence along there.
Any other questions from anyone? Is there a motion on this item? Wait, we've got to find out. Is anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? I'm sorry.
Not in opposition, in further support, sir.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Greg Jager. I'm an attorney with the Pasternak Law Firm over in Davenport, here in support of the application this evening. Staff has already highlighted some of the things I was going to stress to the board. From my perspective, this is being set up with the expectation that the ground to the east is going to develop commercial. And just from a historical perspective, I think there are several members of the board who may remember a prior planning and zoning, planning department, department head, who did indeed refer to the area as the Golden Triangle. And there was a study done by the city to try and show what would happen with commercial development within that entire parcel. Middle Drive was changed from its existing status as a private road into a public road with an east-west road put in somewhere slightly to the north of the barber shop on Devil's Glen Road. And so it was intended by the city that this entire area would develop commercial. When that report was put together, there were meetings with the neighbors to try and explain the intent of the city to have this develop commercial and to help the neighbors, convince the neighbors that commercial zoning would be in their long-term interest. The property that we're talking about this evening was one of those residential properties that did come forward and rezone to a commercial use in anticipation of the entire area going commercial. In other cities in the Quad Cities, when something like this comes up, the city on its own merit may end up rezoning the entire parcel. And had the city of Bettendorf done that, you wouldn't be talking about the buffer yard issue, because it would be entirely commercial all along Middle Road. It was something that, from a historical perspective, my thought on it was people should be allowed to keep their zoning and use their zoning. And so there was some internal debate among staff about what should be done to further the development of the Golden Triangle. Ultimately, those people who wished to be left alone were left alone. Those people who wished to rezone were allowed to rezone. So that's sort of the history and why we've we have the difficult position that we find ourselves in this evening. Had the city simply rezoned the entire parcel, the triangle, we wouldn't have this discussion, and the residential use would have been allowed to continue as a non-conforming residential use in a commercial zone. Given that the city did not do that, the most I think that we can do is try and set it up so that commercial development is furthered as the property changes hands, as people change their minds as to the ultimate use of the ground. In this context, the applicant has indeed done that by changing what was a full in and out on Middle Road as a residential property, and making that simply a right-in, right-out to try and reduce impacts of commercial development on Middle Road. Also, the idea of having a through from Middle Drive, through the Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, through to the next property owner if and when that develops commercial, is all intended to further an orderly commercial development of that property. So this evening, I'm here simply in support of the proposal. We believe that this is a good design for the site. It's a very narrow lot. You're not going to put a very intensive commercial development there. Sometimes you need to make lemonade out of lemons. And this is a commercial property that, with 36% of it being foreclosed from development, would simply not develop commercially and would continue to sit there. I think the board is aware that for many, many years, after the property owner ceased using it as a residence, the property started to deteriorate, and it went downhill fairly fast, and ultimately the property that was sitting there, the residence, had to be destroyed. So we believe that this would be a good proposal, and we would hope that the board could consider supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there discussion among the board? Or is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the, go back to how it's worded here, to approve the variance to reduce the required buffer yard from 25 to 0 feet on case 18028.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Stringer?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 18-028 at 3592 Middle Road, a C2 district, has been approved. This is the last meeting for one of our honored guests that has been here every meeting as a paid city employee, and currently he's going to be a visitor, maybe. Anyway, Bill Connor, I think we should all stand and give Bill a round of applause. Thank you, Bill, for everything you've done for the city, and wish you the best for the future.
Thank you very much. And in case you hadn't heard, John Sankson is going to take over the director's position in community development. You all know John well. I think you know he's going to do a fantastic job.
So. Wow.
So you're going to sit both?
Who's going to sit in that chair?
We'll talk.
Where are you going to sit when you come next month?
Yeah.
I'll be here, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good luck.
Very good. Good luck, Bill.
We are adjourned.